All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, January 30th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we had some League of Legends action earlier this morning, as well as some COD and golf action. Good luck to all of you playing those slates. For the rest of the evening, we have a 9-game NBA slate and a single NHL showdown. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. You can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right, with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen. Had a number of questions come in prior to the show. So we will start there and then just kind of see where things go. All right. James said, I don't see the link in the description. My bad. If maybe it's not there. Another way to access the Discord is to click this icon up here in the top right. This also is a link to the Discord. So you can join here as well. All right. Rolling into app questions. I am not having as much luck as I used to when using old Saber. Is there a way to use new Saber and sort by ROI like old Saber while using the portfolio diversity instead of uniques? What do you recommend? Thanks. Okay, so a couple of things here. So you obviously have the option to use old Saber. You should have the option, this like switch to old SaberSim button. This would be on like legacy accounts, like if you were a subscriber when old was active. If for new subscribers, we don't have like the legacy version. So this is one thing that you could just use old if you want. Number two would be, yes, you can just use ROI the same way you would use it on old SaberSim. So it's going to run some lineups. And I'm going to turn on a contest sim. Say there's $8. All right. Going back to my build. So let's let these lineups finish. Almost done. All right. So lineups are finishing. Contest sim is running. So in new SaberSim, the default is portfolio. However, if you want it to sort the same way old SaberSim does, what you could do is you could change this to uniques one. And then here it's going to use target ROI, which would use the sims related to your entry file. Because I just manually enabled one, I'm going to go select that one. So then uniques one ROI. This is what old SaberSim does. And now this is basically mimicking the same way it would be on old SaberSim. Now you can automate this. So this is your default behavior. So it doesn't go to portfolio. It goes straight to uniques. You would write a template for this. So I would go to templates. I would go to add new. And then I would say create a lineup group for each of my contests. And then I'm going to change the settings down here on the bottom. I'm going to change diversity from portfolio to uniques one. And then I'm going to change rank by to contest sims. I would want to say target ROI. and then I would save it. Now there is OneNote, and we could even rename this if we wanted. Call this ROI sorting. Click save. So now it'll come into this menu, and then it'll say ROI sorting. There's one note with this. If I go to like a new build, for instance, I'll demo this. So we go to a new build, we go to the templates, I go to add new, and then I change diversity to uniques. I go to rank by. There is no contest sim here. That is because I haven't run a contest sim in this build. So you need to run a contest sim in the build before it is an option in this menu. So in my build one, I did run a contest sim. It is an option. So we go back to build one. I go to templates. Even if I clicked add new again, contest sim is here. So just make sure you run one before creating the template would be the big thing. But this is effectively mimicking what old SaberSim did. It is okay to use that if you prefer. I think it is okay to experiment with your sorting metrics as you see fit. All right, I'm gonna put this back so we can get some lineups populated. All right, good stuff there. And I wanna move some columns around. Don't really like this. Maybe status over here, pool. Where's leverage? Leverage, ownership, projection. Maybe position over here. Yeah, I like that a little bit more. Cool. All right. So I think that wraps that one up. Next question. If the simulations are consistently pushing a player that you are indifferent on or don't have much confidence in, do you recommend just maxing exposure with the field or Xing the player out? How would you adjust? Okay, good question. So always remember that matching your exposure to the player's ownership is the most neutral thing you can do. If a player is 45% owned and you play them at 45%, that means when they do good, as many of your lineups advance as like the field on average, and then if they do bad, well, effectively the same percentage of your lineups that are dead are dead in the field, right? So matching is the quote unquote like safest thing to do. When you are overexposed or underexposed, you are taking a big stand in one direction or another, right? So here, having 90% exposure to Wolf is the same amount of risk if I have 0% exposure to Wolf. So by Xing him out, you are making just as big of a stand on this player who maybe you're not very sure about, right? You said you lack confidence in them, right? Well, SaberSim thinks they're good. You're kind of unsure. My opinion would be to make the exposure equal to the ownership and try and find leverage elsewhere on the slate, right? It's a big slate. There are, in this DK lineup, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players. This player only accounts for one lineup slot. I think it is totally okay to match your exposure to ownership and say, hey, there are 7 other lineup spots in these lineups for me to find edge in. I am going to try and find leverage on players that I am more confident in and just simply match my exposure to the ownership. I think that is a fine approach. But that's what I would do. I would not X them. All right, next question. When building out a 20 max for FanDuel NBA, would you ever use a percentage filter along with Portfolio Plus, say like 95th percentile, for example? Yeah, I mean, there's definitely not a one-size-fits-all answer. If you're asking me if it's okay to use one, I would say yes. You know, it is okay to experiment with filters, whether that be percentiles or projection or ownership, you name it, right? If it's some type of custom metric, you know, it is okay to use Portfolio and try and filter down your pool to a set of lineups that you may want to kind of target. So I think percentile filters and projection and ownership are all viable, and I wouldn't be afraid to experiment with them at all. All right. Harold said, hey, everyone, new to SaberSim, just signed up yesterday. Welcome. Glad you found the show. Is there a good stack or two for double ups? Thank you. Okay, so if you're playing like double ups, head-to-heads, those kind of type of like cash games, what we recommend is, let's say we open up a new build. Now, in this new build, we're going to go to the settings in the projection section, and we're going to change the build mode from Sim to Optimizer. Sim is better for tournaments, which most of our users are playing. If you're playing double ups, we recommend switching to Optimizer mode. Now, in your Optimizer mode, I would just leave the rest of the settings as is. I would change your lineup pool to something smaller. Optimizer mode is going to go a lot slower, and you don't really want to play lineups that are too far down in Optimizer mode. So Optimizer mode, what it does is it builds your best lineup first, second best, third best, etc. Sim mode randomly generates a bunch of lineups. So in Sim mode, it's better to have a big pool. In Optimizer mode, you don't really need a big pool because you don't really want to play the 100th ranked lineup based on projection. So I'm just going to build 20 lineups here, and I'm on my Optimizer mode. If I'm on DraftKings, I still need to make two adjustments here in order to unlock the build button. So I'm going to make them in the ownership tab, in the ownership column. I'm going to click Run Optimizer mode. And this is probably a good spot for another custom template that I'll talk about here in a second once these lineups run. So notice Optimizer mode going a lot slower. It is literally solving the highest mathematical projected lineup first, and then the highest second mathematical lineup projected second. So it's a lot of calculations. It can take a little bit more time to figure all of those combinations out and then figure out which ones are marginally better than the others. So this is another good reason to lower that pool, because it's just going to take more time. But we could probably cut it off at 10 here. Once we get to 10, I think that'll be fine. Okay, so we get 10 lineups here from our Optimizer mode build. Now for double ups, we ended up getting 11. We're going to want to prioritize projected score. We basically don't want to sacrifice projection. So what I would do is change diversity to uniques 1, change my rank by to projected score, and then it's going to give us our 11 lineups. Let's say I need one. It's going to give us the highest projected lineup first, which it looks like the top projection is 279. I could open this up to 11. To see all the projections, so that's 279.2, 278.4, 278, 278, et cetera here. So pretty tight gap between 277.6, 279.2. It's like 1.6 fantasy points, the range here. But yeah, I would leave this at 1 if I needed one lineup. If you don't like looking at your lineups in this row format, go to the settings, turn off use compact lineup view. You get the lineups in more of like a typical kind of lineup card, how you would kind of view it on your phone. So that is another way of looking at lineups here, if you you want to say, look at the top five and scroll. If you don't see projected score up here, well, one, it is also down here at the bottom of the projection column. But if you want to add it up here, click the gear icon. And then I guess it's going based off of the rank by here. That's why it's showing. So you can find it there. Two, to make this faster, right? Let's say, hey, for my double ups and my cash games, I always want to use Unique Spun Projection. Okay, great. I could create a template for that. I could say create a lineup group. Maybe for all, I want to group them all together. And I want to say, I want to play like one lineup in five double ups, right? Okay, so what I would do is say create a lineup group for all of my contests. I'm going to put all five double ups together. I'm going to say set the number of lineups to the max entries. Maybe I'm playing five single entries. I only want one lineup. So the max in any one contest is one lineup. So it'll give me one. Change diversity to uniques one. Rank by to projected score. I got to add a couple requirements here to tell it to do these specific contests. Change the requirements to contest type is, I'll say cash. And then maybe I add in a second part, or contest name includes double. So this would be part one. This would cover my cash games. And then I can add a second group for my GPPs. So I'm going to call this cash / double. Second part, the GPP. And I'm going to say create a group for each of my contests that effectively that remain. So what's going to happen is cash games or contests with the name double in it are going to use projected score. And then any other contest, which are effectively all my GPPs or satellites that are left, are going to use portfolio. And then I save that. And then I would just, what you can do here is you can start this template, and then this will be like your default. We could also rename it at the top and then call it like my custom template. So this will set everything up the way you want automatically. If you start it, we will automatically use this template when you upload an entry file. Then we'll just create all of your groups for you right away. So it'll look something like this. Say I'm playing five double ups and a 20 max, right? Okay, well then I'm gonna have one group here, and then this one is going to use what did I do? Okay, still thinking. So second one is going to use portfolio. Top one is going to use uniques one. Projected score. And it would look just like this. And it would look like this kind of automatically on its own. So that is what using the templates can do. And then starring it helps as well. All right. Good stuff. Next question, what is a good or bad Saber score? Okay, so Saber score, just really quickly, we do have a video on this. Do want to call it out, but going to walk through this as well. So in our support library in SaberSim tutorials, we have this video, how Saber score works. I'm going to drop this here in the YouTube chat so anyone can check that out at their leisure without having to go and find it. So what Saber score is, it is effectively the ROI of a contest sim that we run behind the scenes. So we have a contest sim based on like general payout structures, general size. We run that, and then that is what Saber score is. So a 171 Saber score. What does that mean? That means that the average ROI from that sim we ran is 171%. This is just a whole number instead of a percentage. So Saber score is an ROI. However, it is only one specific ROI. It's only for that one contest. So the difference between Saber score and like Ultimate is using the contest specific details for every contest that you're playing. So if we go over to the contest tab, all these contests, different entrants, different percent to first, different cash percentage. We're even have a, you know, strength of the field section, right? The different field lineups are basically saying, hey, how are users in these different contests constructing their lineups? And we back tested and kind of figured that out as well. We're also taking into account, hey, it's a 150 max, but maybe you're only playing 25 lineups. How does that impact things, right? So all of those kind of specific details get captured on Ultimate. As far as Saber score goes, just one sim and all of your lineups get one Saber score, right? So with Saber score, the big thing is focus on playing positive Saber score lineups. In my opinion, I think that, you know, you never basically want to play a lineup that is negative ROI. So if you want, right, we'll go back to our other build where we had more lineups. So in this build, we ran 500 lineups. I think it's okay to go into your pool, create a pool filter, and I have one that's called Saber score greater than zero. This will say, hey, I want to avoid the negative Saber score lineups. I only want to focus on the positive Saber score lineups. That moves 219 lineups to the trash. And then that leaves us 318 positive Saber score lineups to work with here. So I think it is okay to do that. And I would focus on playing positive Saber scores. All right. Next question is portfolio using the contest details, entrance, top prize percent, etc., to pick the lineups it gives you. Good question. Yeah, we kind of just talked about this. So Portfolio Plus is doing that. Portfolio is not. So Portfolio uses Saber score. That's what you get on Starter. Portfolio Plus uses ROI. That is part of Ultimate. It is at that Portfolio Plus level where we use all of those contest-specific details. Harold said, much obliged. Good luck to everyone. Good luck to you too. All right, next question. How do you save a single entry lineup that you searched for while you still have other multi-entry lineups that you filled? Is it essentially just pulling that lineup in another build and saving it to a contest? Okay, so this gets a little bit tricky. It's going to depend what your setup is. So for instance, like let's say I am playing a single entry and a 20 max. And let's say I only want to save lineups to one of these two contests for whatever reason, right? Doesn't matter. So let's say I have something like this, right? I'm playing a 20 max. I'm playing a single entry. Let's say I only want to save the lineup for the single entry. What I would do, I would delete the 20 max group. That's only going to leave my single entry here. When I save this lineup, which the save button would be over here, it is only going to change the lineup in the single entry and leave the 20 max alone. It's not going to mess with it at all. That's one consideration here. Another option, just kind of based off of the way like you phrase this. So let's say I have a 20 max and then I have a single entry. I come in here and just sort them by different things. So one's projected score, one's Saber score. Well, let's say that, you know, maybe I didn't like this top lineup by Saber score. So maybe I went into my pool, sorted it by Saber score, and went and found a different lineup that I like. And maybe I like lineup 8. So how would I get lineup 8 into my group? Well, what I would do, turn off use compact lineup view. Then I would scroll down to lineup number 8. I would use this up arrow with the document. I would click send to group in current build. And before I do that, I'm going to rename these. So I'm going to call this one single entry. And then I'm going to call this one 20 max. So now I can better identify them. Okay, I go back to my pool. Click the up arrow, send to group in current build. Send this to my single entry. Click lock lineup. I go back. I go out of the pool. I go back to the single entry. And then now that lineup is locked and that lineup is here. So that is how I would take a lineup from my pool, put it into a specific contest. And then I can, and then once it's locked, it's never going to change. It's going to prioritize this lineup. And then I can still go and do whatever I want for my 20 max. If I want to be extra sure, I can click the lock icon on the group. This will make sure that this group is effectively frozen and cannot be changed in any way, shape, or form. So once you click the lock in the group is frozen in time effectively. So those are like the ways I interpreted your question. A couple different options there. Let me know if there's any follow-up. And jumping back to Discord, looks like we're all caught up there as well. So I think we knocked out these questions in both YouTube and office hours. Quick turnaround. We'll be back here tomorrow, Saturday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So not very far away. Until then, everybody, take care. Good luck tonight. Thanks.